This is a CKTZ News Update. The Seniors Emergency Preparedness Program is spearheaded by Quadra Circle, a nonprofit organization on Quadra Island offering resources for seniors. Coordinator Mike Gladish says the program applies to anyone over the age of 55. He estimates that roughly half of Quadra's 3,000 citizens are in that age range. He adds that Quadra Circle launched the Seniors Emergency Preparedness Program in November of 2022 after receiving $25,000 in funding from the United Way. Gladys says help shoveling snow or delivering firewood and ensuring seniors are equipped and prepared to cope at home during extreme weather are goals. He adds that seniors must register for the program by going to the quadracircle.ca website.
It's a program that's hopefully going to help seniors who may be more vulnerable and during extreme weather. And it's a program through Quadra Circle that was given some funding by United Way back in at the end of November. So we just started up and it's a work in progress right
now. Okay. And when you say help during extreme weather, what does that help look like?
It can be anything from just a phone check-in or helping with snow removal, not in a major way, but like if a senior needs to get out to a medical appointment and the roads are safe and we can help them get out of their driveway, that would be one way, or to have a contractor come in and clear their driveway so that a home care worker can get in for the appointment. If there's a strong wind and branches are down, we're hoping we can get a local contractor to help them remove branches. And we're also planning to have some equipment like heaters or fans if it's a heat wave in the summer, and small items that can help a person get through a cold spell or a heat wave.
Okay, and say when the power goes out, does that include help with water and heat?
It can. Part of this is helping seniors be prepared too. So we're hoping through education and contact with people that may need help that we can encourage them to have a stock of water, like 5-gallon jugs for emergency situations, and thinking ahead and being prepared so that somebody isn't having to, say, drive out to their house with 5 gallons of water in a desperate situation, but rather be prepared ahead of time.
What do you estimate? I believe this is for anybody who's over age 55. And what do you estimate the numbers are of potential clients you could have on Quadra there, Mike?
That's a tough question to answer easily, but we do know that nearly half of the population is 60 or older. So that's well within our 55 plus. At this point, we only have 10 or so seniors who are on our list. And the reason why I say that is that the seniors have to register for the program. We don't have any way of identifying every person that may need help. Through promotion, through our website, and through interviews like this, we're hoping to ensure that seniors who may need help are so that we know that they do need the help and that we can get people. We're trying to create a network of contractors, volunteers, and other organizations to make sure that we do record all of the seniors and that need help and that we can ensure that they get the help they need. And one thing to note as well is that we're talking about extreme weather, but we're not limiting this sort of help to extreme weather. If a senior is in a situation where they feel stressed, it may not be extremely cold, but it may be just below freezing or around freezing, and they're having trouble keeping warm or coping or feeling safe, then they certainly are eligible for help through the program as well.
So how do they go about getting in touch with you and registering to be on the list, Mike?
Okay, we have a page on the Quadra Circle website, and quadracircle.ca, that's fairly easy to remember. And there's a page called Seniors Emergency Preparedness Program, and there's a registration form on there. So it can be done online, or they can send an email through Quadra Circle website as well, and we'll get that, and we can send a form or fill out a form over the phone. The main thing there is that the senior has to indicate that they want the help. We can't go and offer help to somebody unless they've been notified, and then they can, like a friend or a family member or a neighbor, can suggest to the person that they contact us and register for the program.
I see. So you're not imposing anything on anyone.
yeah, we don't want to be invading a person's privacy or insinuating that they need help when perhaps they don't. And some people are reluctant to say that they need help, but that's a choice that they have to make eventually.
Indeed. Now, do you have a rough idea of what the population is of Quadra, the total population, how many residents there are?
From what I know, there are about 3,000, let's say, give or take, and say half of those are seniors. And a lot of people are, say, senior age, and they're perfectly capable and independent. And we, during the first snowfall, we had contact with a couple of seniors who said, I've been independent and looked after myself quite well up until this year, and all of a sudden, oh, I think I do need help. And so hopefully they'll know that they can reach out for that help. And one thing that I've noticed in the month that I've been doing this is that the neighborhoods generally are self-sufficient in many ways. Neighbors look after neighbors. And so the program isn't going to replace that kind of neighborliness. It's what it's hoping to do is ensure that those networks carry on and that people feel that there is somebody out there who is making sure that everybody's looked after.
Now, Mike, just to finish off, can you tell me a bit more about Quadra Circle? What is the organization itself and what does it look after or who does it?
Quadra Circle is a group of seniors and contractors and volunteers who want to look after the aging population on Quadra and being of service as our population ages, so that they can learn and help themselves over the aging process. Like the Better at Homes program is another one of the Quadra Circle programs. And the idea of that program is to help seniors stay at home and age in place rather than have to be in a, say, a seniors complex in Campbell River. They can stay at home and with a little bit of help, some firewood delivery or house cleaning or light work around the yard, they're able to stay in their home longer. And Quadra Circle offers programs at the Legion for recreation and education.
Mike, this is, sounds like a really important initiative, and I'm really grateful for having you speak with me today.
Welcome, Greg. And as a final note, there's you're expressing appreciation. We should express appreciation for the funding through United Way and for all the partner organizations who already are doing good work on the island, and hopefully we can all work together.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.